بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're feeling good today, mashallah, huh? Very loud and very enthusiastic. Well, the chapter that we're dealing with today is a very dangerous one. It's called the chapter of Al-Li'an, which is cursing. And this happens when a man finds that his wife is cheating on him, and he would like to separate from her, but he doesn't know how to do that. As we know, if a man says or accuses any woman of fornicating or committing the act of adultery, is his word acceptable? He has to provide 4 witnesses. Now, this is not the case when the husband is the one who is accusing his wife. So if he finds his wife with another man, do you think that he would say, please wait, I'll just get 3 witnesses and come? This is not applicable. And if this is not applicable, what can he do? This is an issue that is related to his honor. This is an issue that would affect his offspring, because this is not his child. So what is to be done? This is what we will learn, inshallah, in this chapter. Hadith number 324, hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. And then who will read this for us? Okay, the brother there.
Abdullah bin Umar reported, a person said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person finds his wife committing adultery, what does he do? If he speaks out, he has spoken something that is serious, and if he doesn't speak out, he would be covering something like that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not answer him. Later on, the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, what I had asked you about, I am being tested by it now. Allah then revealed these verses in Surah An-Nur, those who curse their wives. The Prophet ﷺ then recited these verses to the man, advised him and reminded him and told him that the punishment in this life is far lesser the torment of the hereafter. The man said, by the one who sent you to us as a prophet, I didn't say a lie against her. Prophet ﷺ then called the woman and advised her and told her that the punishment in this life is far lesser than the torment of the hereafter. She said, by the one who has sent you with the truth, he is a liar. The man began and swore 4 times in the name of Allah and that he was one of the truthful, and then invoked curse for the 5th time and saying, let there be curse of Allah upon him if he were among the liars. Then it was her turn. She testified it 4 times by Allah that he was lying, and the 5th was that Allah's anger would be upon her if he was telling the truth. The Prophet ﷺ then separated them. He added, Allah knows that one of you is lying. Is any one of you willing to repent? He repeated it 3 times.
And there's another narration.
In another narration, he told the man, you have nothing against her. He said, O Prophet of Allah, what about my money? The Prophet ﷺ said, you have no money with her. If you were telling the truth, the dowry is for what you had enjoyed her with. But if you were lying, this is ever further from you to get anything.
Very well. Now, this hadith is about a man coming to the Prophet ﷺ and inquiring about a hypothetical issue. What would a husband do if he comes and finds his wife cheating on him? And the Prophet ﷺ did not reply to that, because at the time did not have knowledge of it. If the man who was faced with that situation, if he were to speak without any witnesses, this is a serious issue. He will be flogged. And if he does not speak and covers it, this is even worse, because maybe the woman would conceive someone who's not his. So the Prophet did not answer him. Sometime later, the man came again to the Prophet But sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the hypothetical issue is not hypothetical anymore. He said, O Prophet of Allah, what I asked you about last time, by Allah, this happened to me. Now I'm tested with it. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the verses of the Quran and the verses of Surah An-Nur in the very beginning were revealed, so the ruling was known. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spoke and addressed to the man, listen, don't be impulsive. Don't let your anger blind you. Fear Allah. Prophet kept on advising him and reminding him of Allah. And the man said, after the Prophet told him that the torment of the hereafter is nothing compared to the punishment in this life, he said, by Allah who had sent you to us with the truth, I did not lie upon that woman. So the Prophet called the other party, because him swearing is not enough. And the judge has to listen to both parties, otherwise he would not be fair. And he reminded her of Allah, and he told her the same thing, and he told her that the torment of the hereafter is far greater than the punishment of this life. She said, by Allah who sent you with the truth, he is a liar. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told the man to testify by Allah. So it's not enough to swear and say, by Allah, she is an adulterer. He has to say, by Allah, I testify that I am telling the truth. I testify that I am telling the truth by Allah 4 times. And the 5th time, he would say, by Allah, I testify that I'm telling the truth and that she had committed adultery. The 5th time, he would say, and the curse of Allah would befall upon me if I was lying. And then the Prophet ﷺ would call the woman and to say the same. Of course, it goes to be the sunnah that after he testified 4 times by Allah that she has committed adultery and I'm not lying, the 5th time, the sunnah is for the imam to put his hand over the mouth of the person and remind him 3 times that if you say it, it will take effect. If you say that Allah's curse on me, Allah will curse you. So be careful, don't go ahead, as a warning. And likewise, she would say, I testify by Allah that he is a liar. And the 5th time, again, he would give her a reminder and remind her of Allah and threaten her of Allah's torment. And she would say that he is a liar and may the wrath and anger of Allah be upon me if he was telling the truth. The man, he says, may Allah's curse. And here she says, may Allah's wrath and anger, which is far greater. Why? Because the sin of a woman is greater than the sin of a man. The man's sin was slandering. So he can be flogged for that, and that is it. But her sin is far serious, because if she's lying, she will be conceiving someone that does not belong to the man. And also, his sisters, his daughters, his mother will all become mahram to someone who's not a mahram to them. And when he dies, he will inherit, and he is not supposed to inherit. So all of these things make her sin far greater and more serious than his, and that is why the wrath and anger of Allah is upon her. So when she did this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered them to separate. And in the case of li'an, in the case of cursing due to accusation between the spouses, no way until the day of judgment they can reconcile. This is what the scholars say. So, khalas, they're separated. After 2 years, the man says, wallah, I miss my ex-wife. I'd like to marry her again. This is not acceptable. Why? Because they're situation and the level it reached, the cursing in public and also going to court, this means that it is over between them. Some scholars say, if the man after 2 years says, listen, I was wrong. I didn't see her, but I just accused her falsely, then he would be flogged 80 lashes for what he had said about her. And then they may reconcile. Some scholars say that they may, because he confessed and he was punished for that. But the majority say it is a no-go. Reaching such a level in marriage cannot be going back. The man complained and said, "O Prophet of Allah, what about my dowry? Now you've separated us. What about my dowry?" And the Prophet told him, alayhi salatu wasalam, "There is no dowry for you. Because if you were lying, definitely you don't deserve a thing. But if you're telling the truth, then the dowry you had given her is in compensation for the times you had enjoyed her and spent time with her." So this is almost what is in the hadith. Following hadith goes in the same lines, 325. Okay, the brother, please read it.
Narrated Ibn Umar, a man accused his wife with adultery and refused to have any relations to her son. The Prophet ﷺ made the man and his wife to carry out liyan, cursing one another, as Allah has ordered. He then ruled the boy to his mother and separated between the man and his wife.
Okay, this is similar, is it not? There is a difference, however. In this case, there is a boy involved. In the first hadith, he just accused her. In this hadith, the woman has a child, and he says that this child is not mine. And this is one of the reasons for li'an. This is one of the reasons of having the cursing procedure. One, if a man accuses his wife of adultery, and not just because someone told him, this is not enough. It is because he had seen that with his own two eyes, but he failed to bring witnesses. So he refers to what? Al-li'an. The second condition is, or reason, is when a man has a child from his wife and he says that the child is not mine. And this can happen for many reasons, but the easiest among them is if the man himself is impotent. If a woman marries a man in the East and he's in the West, they don't see each other, they have the marriage contract, and they get married through Skype or through any means, and the marriage is correct. And after 6 months, she gives birth. And she says, "Mashallah, you have a child." "I have a child? I haven't met you. What are you, crazy woman? We've never met." She says, "Yes, but we're married. This is your child." What can be done in this case? This is what we'll find after the break. So stay tuned.